Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Of the true Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio, bottom part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide. International Radio Broadcast, Yahuwah's Radio, bottom part of the Sabbath day. We are live, bottom part of the Sabbath day. This is the day that the Almighty has made. We got the top part out the way, now we're doing the bottom part. And we live at Camp 1. We got the memos in on Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, everybody ready to go. So call the international line and see where you're located at. And we can hook you up and get you into one of these camps from South Carolina, 6, 5, Maryland, 4, Detroit, 3, Kankakee, 2, Springfield, Illinois, 1, Chicago, Illinois. Call for details on the 224-600-5579 saying, I want to attend one of them Yahuwah's Voices of the True Israelite Ministry class on the Sabbath day. We are live. Third month, the 23rd day, 2024. We live. So we're just going to throw some verses on the table with the young lines and get it prepared for what we got to do. Because one thing about it, this is rehearsal. All over the book is rehearsal. But a big day, so you got to know what to do, a time appointed according to what's written in the Bible. You must know, especially you six anointed camps from South Carolina to Chicago, you got to know what the Bible saying on whatever subject matter it is. You got to know. It'll come down to the Bible. It is your business to know what's going on in thus says Yahuwah. That is your business. To know what's going on and thus says Yahuwah's business. And that's a game changer. So we live at Temple 1, but we know 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, everybody ready to go. So get in where you fit in at, no doubt about it. So I know the young man was looking up some things a minute ago. We're going to make sure we continue down that line with our young line. If you want something.
What?
Hallelujah. What? All right, we're live at Camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody's ready to go. So get in where you've been in at and call for details. Call on an international line. Call that international line and say where you located at. And just get in where you've been in at. Because this Sabbath day is about Yahuwah's business. So we trying to get things loaded up
and really talk to us as Yahweh, because we got commission.
We got commission to talk to us as Yahweh. So we're going to do it. So Yahweh be with y'all. And we're doing a series, really. To make sure we're clear, we understand about death. And because everybody's going to cross that road. Everybody. But it has to be a ministry to know how to change you and show you in the Bible how you prepare yourself for. And we're going to just take a look at it. How you prepare yourself for something that is going to happen since Adam transferred. You know what? That's what we're going to do in the body of ourselves. Because remember, everybody, every man is going to take death. It's kind of by bringing the young lion in by saying, God, young lion, y'all got to do this to you. And y'all got to thank you there, fear. Israel, all the warriors. I'm just about on my life on here, my line. Yeah, one, yeah. Just to get my microphone. Take a little of that harm out of that. And see this one there, yeah. Take a few days of Hallelujah Brock. See that? You took some of that harm out of that, young man. That's what it's all about. So we live at camp number one, and we're going to see when we get something going on. Live broadcast, and we're going to continue on that line about what happens when our loved ones shut it down. And what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, especially with the least tribe of the victim on the camp. Let's find out some good stuff. So young line, look at Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12, it's just all right there, y'all, right? The verse of the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say." In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And one thing we know about the righteous spirit, that in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1 through 5, what did it say in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1 down to verse 5? Go on to the book of wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "Love righteousness, ye that be judges of earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him." Verse 2. "For he will be found of them that judge them not, and show themselves unto such as do not distrust him." Verse 3. "For forward thoughts separate from Yahweh and his power. When it is tried, reprove it the unwise." Verse 4. "For the malicious soul, wisdom should I enter, nor trust in the body that is subject unto sin."
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, if your spirit ain't right, you ain't got nothing on you. Now, what he just said. Let's look at one verse at a time on that, young man. One verse at a time on that. Let's go back to that first verse. Let's see if we find any precept in that first verse. That was pretty big, that young man. And that first verse, which you got to read the wisdom of Solomon. Let's read just one verse and see what it says again.
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. Okay. Love righteousness.
Love righteousness. See, first thing we got to love what?
Righteousness.
Let's get a precept on how you love righteousness.
Yeah.
Let's get a now. Let's go to 625 of a book called Deuteronomy. The first thing we got to do is love us some righteousness. So how we love us some righteousness? What that supposed to mean? Please up your Bible, 625, what it say? Deuteronomy. We're going to the third book of the law. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we return to do all these commandments, laws, statutes, and judgments before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he had commanded us.
Oh. So how we love righteousness, we got to make sure we're doing the laws, statutes, and commandments.
Because, you know, a lot of them say, well, I love me some Most High, but you're not keeping the law, statutes, and commandments.
So when we precept that young man in 1 John chapter 5, look what he says about that. Oh, I love me some Most High. Okay, good. But are you keeping the law, statutes, and commandments? And we're going to precept that young man in 1 John chapter 5, and we'll pick up verse 3 and see what it says. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 3, what it say?
The book of 1 John, the letter John in the back of the book, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, reads, "For this is the love of Yahweh, and we keep his commandments."
Yes.
And his commandments are not grievous.
Mm-hmm. So the love of Yahweh is doing, keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. Now back up to 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to pick up verse number 4. We'll tell you what, make it sound good, pick up verse 3. 1 John chapter 2, pick up verse 3. We live at camp 1, we know 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're all doing their thing and trying their best to get in the understanding of Yahweh's word. So in 1 John 2, 2 of verse 3, and then we'll take it on to verse number 8.
Book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 now to verse 8. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. And hereby, we do know that we know him, and we keep his commandments.
Yes.
Verse 4. He or she that said, I know him.
He or she that said, I know him.
And keep it not his commandments.
And you don't keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Oh, I know him and I love him.
Go ahead. Is a liar.
A what?
A liar.
A liar. Go ahead.
And the truth is not in him or her.
So you got to watch that. Oh, I love these the Most High, but you angry with your brother. You're not keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, because if you love him, you're going to keep his law, statutes, and commandments. If you say you love him and you're not keeping the 35 books, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. Please enough.
And the truth is not in him or her. Verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word,
yes,
in him truly is the love of Yahweh's purpose. Hereby, know ye that we are in him.
Good.
Verse 6. He that said, he is he that said, he abided in him. Alter himself also, so to walk even as he walked.
Oh, you got to do what again?
Verse 6. He that said, he abided in him. Alter himself also, so to walk even as he walked.
Well, that's big. That's a big verse. So how do you walk? How do you walk in from Yahweh?
Walk in Yahweh?
That's a big verse there. How do you walk in Yahweh? Good. 2 John 1, verse 6. How do you walk in Yahuwah? He said, walk in Yahuwah. That's big verse of death, young man. So how can we walk in Yahuwah? If I can
John, chapter 1, verse 6. Read. And this is love.
And this is love.
That we walk after his commandments.
Oh, so this is love. How you walk in Yahweh, you keep the laws, statutes, and the commandments. That's how you walk in Yahweh. By keeping the laws, statutes, and the commandments. Because the laws, statutes, and the commandments, according to Romans chapter 7, verse 14, is not done away with because they are what, young man? What about the laws, statutes, and commandments? What about laws, statutes, and commandments? What about them?
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 14.
What?
For we know that the law is spiritual.
So the law is spiritual. That's what I need out of that. The law is spiritual. So when you're not keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, and you're in a ministry that's telling you that the law, statutes, and commandments is done away with, how so? It's spiritual. It's spiritual. You can't kill the spirit. You can kill the body. But you can't kill a spirit. So the law of statutes and commandments is spiritual. You can't get rid of something that's spiritual.
Yeah,
and what is the spiritual? And 1 Timothy
of Proverbs.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. What else spiritual they got, man?
We're going to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23. The book of Proverbs. Chapter 1, verse 23. Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23, read. Turn ye at my reproof.
Yes.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Yes.
Or may know my words unto you.
The spirit is his words. You can't kill the spirit with his words. His word is spiritual. The spirit is spiritual. You can't kill that. That exists. And Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 will tell us plain. What about in 8, 3 and 4? It tells us how we bear the will. The word of Yahweh is spiritual. You can't kill it. It ain't done away with. But he told you in the beginning you can't do away with his words. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, and say, young man,
the third book of the law of the heavenly tablets, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 and verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humble thee, and suffer thee to hunger, and fare thee with manna, which you know is not, neither do your fathers know, that he might make you know that man do not live by bread only.
Bread.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, do man live.
Mm-hmm. Men live by every word that come out of this book. Men live by every word that come out of this book. And some things we got to know, that who goes to make sure they read the words and with no problem. They read this thing. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30 and 31 there, young man. And so we read in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30 and 31. Let's see what we get out of it.
We go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30 and 31.
Yes.
2 Kings chapter 19. Verse 30 and 31. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30. There's a remnant that is escaped from the family of Yahweh Judah. So yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 31. For out of Judah shall go forth a remnant, and they shall escape out of Mount Gadad Judah, the seal of Yahweh of hosts, should do this.
Yes, what he said,
cannot escape from the pollution of this world. He cannot come back to his book running heavy and hard. Getting back in his book and get to understand it. Because the 11 tribes is not going anywhere unless Judah leads. Judah got to lead this thing. That's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. Christian, Islam, Judaism do not lead this thing. Judah was awake to lead this thing in all perspectives of his Bible. Precept. Isaiah 37, 31 and 32.
Precept. We're doing a little precept right now.
We're going to Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32. That we'll see the same now, huh?
We're going to the book of Isaiah the seer. Chapter 37, 31 and 32. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 37, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31 reads, in the remnant that is escaped of the family of Judah, shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 32, for out of Judah shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Gadai Judah, the zeal of Yahweh hosts, to do this.
Escape from what? 2 Peter chapter 20 is ready for a bit. What do Judah got to escape from? What do he got to escape from? Do you mean take out running? What do he got to escape from? 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20 is ready for a bit.
Because in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20, he goes to the chief people of the nation of Israel. 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 20. 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 20. For the chief of them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise government, for justice are they self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignity.
2 Peter 2:20.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
But if after they have escaped the pollution of the world,
yeah,
through the knowledge of Yahweh,
yeah,
Yahweh the Son,
yeah,
and Savior,
right,
they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
So he says, once you have learned this information, Judah, and you go back into the pollution of the world, your latter end will be worse than the beginning. So once you learn the truth, Judah, the land tribe, the one you call African American, Negro, and colored, once you learn this thing, and you go back into the world, your latter end is going to be worse than the beginning. We will know you, right?
All right. Verse 21. But it has been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
He said it'd be better for you to not even know the way of keeping laws, statutes, and commandments. Go ahead.
After they have known it.
After you have known about his laws, statutes, and commandments, go ahead.
And to turn from the righteous.
And turn from the righteous laws, statutes, and commandments.
Deliver unto them.
Uh-huh. It's been delivered to you. See, the laws, statutes, and commandments have been delivered to you. Now I need to get a precept on that. You got a precept there. So how was the law, statutes, and commandments delivered to you? Now, you got a precept on that. You cut in any time you get ready, young line. But it's all about getting the young line prepared to do a great job. So now, after you escape the pollution of the world, and whatever we have said for the young line, I want you to bring that out.
Is he going to give a little precept on that? And do a little precept on that, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to do some precepting on some of that good talk. That we're going to do. We're going to do
do a little precepting on that. So, the question again, do a little precepting on what were we looking for here online?
Delivered. What was delivered to you?
The righteous commandment, the law.
Okay, what can we read that at? What can let's
do a little piece about prison time. Mm-hmm. Bottom part of the setup. Let's find out about that, gentlemen. Let's find out with more information on that.
Let's see if we find out with information on that. You said once, what don't happen again in your mind?
The righteous commandment, the law. Delivered to you.
Okay. Now, one thing righteous
law was delivered to you. Delivered to you. That's big talk.
Let's see. Can we do a little precept on that? You know what I'm saying? So, it's a statement written. It's a statement written in the book of Peter. You know what I'm saying? They got a statement that we might can give. So I'll get a little precept wrong and Peter behind that one. So I'm really kind of want to follow your lead because I want to see what you're working with here, young man. Now, in the book of Peter, he makes a statement there, young man. And we want to see. You know, read that verse again. Now read that verse over again. Again, when we read.
All right, if you have that 2 Peter. All right, chapter 2 and verse 21. 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21.
Okay.
For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
Yeah.
Then after they have known it,
yeah,
to turn from the righteous commandment, law,
okay,
delivered unto them. Now the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, he talked about that young man. He made a statement behind it. And I like to bring it out in it. And right here, what he said now. I like to bring that out, young man. He said, so I like to bring that part out in the third chapter of 2 Peter. So you take note of these things, there, young man. So I like to bring that out in 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 1. What does it say? Chief speak of the nation of Israel, 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 1. Read. This second epistle, letter, beloved, I now write unto you in both. Which I stir up your pure mind,
yes,
by way of remembrance. Verse 2. That you may be mindful of the word.
That you may be mindful of what?
Of the word, which was spoken before by the righteous seed.
Oh! So you got to be mindful of the words that are spoken by the root.
By the righteous deeds.
So you will be mindful of that. So you got to understand something. Yahweh runs everything through his fear.
Yahweh.
So you got to be mindful that the righteous words were spoken by who?
By the righteous deeds.
Go ahead.
And of the commandments.
And the commandments
of us.
And that's how us got it.
The apostles of Yahweh the Son.
Now we got to deal with this. So the word is spoken by the righteous seers. Now we got to preach up that in 2 Chronicles, you know what I mean? We got to turn that off. Now I'm looking over there. Static out there microphone just a little bit. So we got to identify that. That's a big problem here now. So there you
go. There you go, young man. So you got to be mindful of that also. Make sure you all that stuff, you got to have an ear and tip and see everything. See what's going on outside, inside, inside. You have to be proud of all, young man. So you hear that static, go in and adjust the microphone and get back to getting ready. Because like I said again, we're worried about all these big dignitaries, they sons that were on the pocket, and they followed everything that was true. And that's how it came out successfully. So when you see static jumping off, somebody trying to get into the temple, keep them every now and then, see what's going on, and keep on delivering and knock it off both. You got to lead by example, ain't that right? So we burn off in the third chapter, verse 2. Who spoken before you by so the holy seer of the command. So the holy seer's job is to give it to you. That's their responsibility. Give it to you to change it, whatever it is they turn to. They have to give it to you. Why? 2 Chronicles 20:20.
What manner of communications are these that you have one to another?
are sad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Verse 18. And one of them, whose name was, Cleopas?
Yeah.
Cleopas answering and said to him, are you only a stranger in Yatai, Judah? As I know the things which shall come to pass there in these days.
Uh-huh.
Verse 19. He said to him, what thing?
He said, what thing? He said, what will come to pass? Good.
And then he said to him, concerning Yahweh the Son of Nazareth.
Oh, concerning Yahweh the Son of Nazareth?
Yeah.
What happened next?
Which was a seer. Mighty indeed.
Yeah, you can see a mighty indeed.
And word before Yahweh and all the people.
Yeah.
Verse 20.
Right.
And now the chief priests and all rulers delivered him to be condemned to death.
And always going to be them dignitaries. Because that's going to deliver you up. That's the one that's going to get you. Keep that in your mind. That's the one that always put the mouth on you. The big dignitaries. They're the one going to put the mouth on you to deliver you up. Go ahead and read.
Yes. All right. To death, and they have crucified him.
Crucified him.
Verse 21.
Right.
But he trusted that it had been he withstood and redeemed Israel.
But we trusted that he was the redeemer.
Israel.
Oh. So, we got in trouble from everybody, but the eyewitness said we trusted that he was the one to deliver who?
Israel.
So, his purpose, when he went through the trouble he went through, was to deliver Israel. And how many is Israel that he's also delivered according to the 39th chapter, verse 28 of Genesis. So, we trusted he would be the one to deliver Israel, but how many of Israel that they was trusting on him to deliver? 39, 28 of Genesis says what?
According to the book of Genesis of the heavenly tablets, chapter 49, verse 28. The book of Genesis. Chapter 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
12 tribes. Good.
And this is it that their fathers spake unto them.
Good.
And blessed them.
Uh-huh.
Every one according to his blessing.
Uh-huh.
He blessed them.
So, the 12 tribes of Israel, if you are bloodline Israelite, you are from the blessing, but now you have put yourself upon the curse. Because you're not keeping the laws, statutes, and the commandments that bring the curse on you. See, the reason you got the curse was because of not keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments. So, now we're just going to precept that right back to, now we go get that Romans. Now we go back to the Romans chapter. We're going back to Romans chapter 5, verse 12, 14 down and 19. So now we can take a look at something. See, the reason why we, the 12 tribes of Israel, is in the condition that we are in today because we sin against Yahweh and put ourselves up under a curse. So we don't see who was the first man, and Paul went to the Roman Empire where the Israelites were ruled, and he brings them to their attention about something. But before we read any of that, I want to finish back up. You need to know and keep that as a marker. But I'll come back to that 24th chapter. And we've seen that he goes redeeming Israel, the 12 tribes. So we're going to leave that right there. And we'll come back and pick up that precept shortly. But let's come back to that Luke 24 and read a little bit more about redeeming Israel. Go ahead. Since we know Israel. Israel, now he's called 12 tribes. Come on.
All right, Luke chapter 24, the middle of verse 21.
Right.
And aside all this, today is the third day since these days were done.
Okay.
22. Yea, a certain woman also of our company made us astonished.
Yes.
Which were early at the sepulchre.
Yes.
Verse 23. And when they found not this body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels.
Okay.
Which said that he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said.
Mm-hmm.
But him they saw not. Verse 25. Then he said to them, oh, fool.
What he called them?
Fool.
So he called them a fool. Let's find out why is Yahweh the Son calling the two men that was communing together. He stopped and heard their speech and thought that he supposed to be in Israel being in there. He called them a fool. Let's find out why he called them two guys that was talking, communing with each other. Why did he call him a fool? Go ahead.
It's slow of mind.
He said, you're slow of mind. He said, you're fools, and you are slow of mind. Go ahead.
To believe all that the seers have spoken.
You see that? You mean we read all that in Peter. And now, come back and read that verse again in Peter. Now, that, I want to read that verse again. But read that, come back to that 2 Peter 10, 3. And I want to tie that in with what you read then. He called you a fool not to believe all that the seers have spoken. Let's come back to Peter then. Back to the 3rd chapter, you know what I'm saying? 2 Peter 3. And Peter verse 1 again. Let's see why you're supposed to believe all that the seers have spoken. Why? You gotta remember all the way to the book like it's yesterday to you. See, that's when you cook in this book, right? When you remember things of old, and old, you go all the way back to Adam. Go ahead.
Yes.
All right. Ask your father, and he will show you. And your father said he want to tell you and show you about what's written about the days of old. Go ahead. Your elders. And your elders will be the next thing on the clock to tell you about the days of old.
And they will tell you.
And their job is to tell you. So the elder's job is to tell you about the days of old. Go ahead. Verse 8 reads, for the Most High Yahweh divided to the nations.
Yes.
Inherited.
Yes.
When he separates the sons of Adam.
Separate the sons of Adam.
He sets the vows, the bonds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel, the Israelites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9. For Yahweh's portion is his people.
So Yahweh's portion is Israel, the Israelites.
That's Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Yes. Israel is the lot of his inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. He found him in his desert land.
Found in the desert land.
And in the waste howling wilderness,
yeah.
He led him about. He instructed him.
He got what?
He led him about. He instructed him.
He instructed him.
What then? Him. So instructed him.
He instructed him. Come out of the Israelites. He instructed him.
What then?
So that means Paul is saying something in 7 verse 1. And he's coming right back there now, man, in 2:18. Romans 2:18 and 7 verse 1, you pick it in where you want to pick it up. 2:18 or 7 verse 1. So he says, he instructed them what? You get it in 2:18 if you want to, Romans, or 7:1 or Romans, take your time. Anyone you want to put on the table, bring it.
Alright, go on to the book of Romans. Going to the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 18. Book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 18, reads, and knoweth his will, and approve the things that are more excellent than instructed out of the law.
Oh, so knowing his will, that means you got to be instructed out of what?
Out of the law.
Out of the law.
Oh.
And you found the law is what again in Romans 7:14?
Romans 7:14. The book of Romans chapter 7, verse 14. But we know that the law is spiritual.
And the law is spiritual. So you can't kill the law. It's spiritual. So the children of Israel was instructed out of the law. So you can't say it's done away with because it is spiritual. So you cannot say the law is no more.
No.
Because the law is spiritual. Now, six learning chapters, you gotta understand this thing. The law is spiritual. And you cannot do away with the law. Because the law is spiritual. Okay? Did I speak right there? Do you gotta understand this thing? The law is spiritual. And you cannot do away with the law. Okay? So when we drag our feet and don't know what to be doing on sundown Friday and sundown Saturday, guess what you're doing? You're violating the law. Because the law is spiritual. The children of Israel have a mandate to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. And it's going to come back upon you one day, and they're going to ask you, did you give it all you got in my law, statutes, and commandments? Well, you know, I
something came up and that came up. So he goes, listen, my law, statutes, and commandments is spiritual. You can't do away with it. So if anybody teaches that the law, statutes, and commandments is done away with, they head into a pit of hell. And by you hanging around them, you're going on to the pit of hell. Because the law is spiritual, not done away with. You know? So now, you come back to Deuteronomy, and just move that hell around, and give it a little bit more.
All right, back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Back to Deuteronomy, chapter 32. I'm at,
well, now, you just got 9-7, verse 1 here.
Oh, Romans 7, verse 1. Yes. Romans 7, verse 1.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Back to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 1. The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 1 reads, know ye not, brethren, why speak to them that know the law?
So he's speaking to them that know the law, right?
How that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
As long as you live, you are finding the law, statutes, and commandments. As long as you live, because the law is what in verse 14?
Romans chapter 7, verse 14. But we know that the law is spiritual.
The law is spiritual. See? The law is spiritual. We know these things. So you are following the law of keeping Yahweh's Sabbath day all the days of your life because it's spiritual. It's not done away. And you can't change nothing that was ordained in heaven by keeping the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, and they have six locations from South Carolina to Maryland to Detroit to Kankakee to Springfield and Chicago. So you got no excuse not to keep the laws, statutes, and commandments, which is spiritual. Don't let nobody do a Revelation 3:11 on you, young man. So you don't want nobody 3:11 you in the book of Revelation. So say you read 3:11.
According to the entire prophecy, Revelation chapter 3, verse 11 reads, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast what you have, that no man or woman take your crown.
And they can take your eternal life by do not keep it sundown Friday and sundown Saturday. You is in danger of the judgment. Because sundown Friday, sundown Saturday is Yahweh's day. And when you don't keep that day, that's a mark against you. See? And he don't bring that on to them. What was the reason why you couldn't keep my Friday night to Saturday night? What was your reason? Well, you know, my job, my grandbaby, or my auntie, you okay? You see them great little angels over there? They was created to take care of this business. And this little tale of the great big angels. He got it written in the book of 1927. In the book of Luke, he got something written that we can read. Let's see what he got written in Luke 19:27. Let's see what he's going to say. He looked at his father's eyeball to eyeball and said something to him. Let's see what he says, young man, that he's going to say in 19:27 of Luke. What did he say?
According to the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 27.
Yes.
Read.
What?
But those my enemies,
what do you call them?
Enemies, which would not that I should rule over them,
bring him here,
and slay him before me,
and kill him before me.
That's right.
You see what he said? For those, you are enemy to the Almighty Yahweh when you're not keeping what you obtained and promised yourself to do.
Yeah.
You told it's what you said it now.
Now, in Deuteronomy, and make it Exodus chapter 19,
he called the seer,
which is Moses in the land. So give me Moses, I want to talk to you about the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm going to talk to you, and you will talk to them.
And Exodus 19, verse 3, there,
young man.
What did he say to bring the room
down to verse 8?
We're going to the second book of the law, the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 3 down to verse 8. Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. And Moses went up unto Yahuwah. And Yahuwah called him out of the mountain, saying, don't you say to the nation of Israel, and to the children of Israel, the Israelites. Verse 4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, the Israelites, the Hamites, and how I bear you on eagle wings, and brought you to myself. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, Jesus will be a special treasure unto me above all people, while the earth is mine. Verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a righteous royal nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites. Verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and they before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. Verse 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the word of the people unto Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. And the people said what?
Verse 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahuwah has spoken, we will do.
What did
Yahuwah have spoken? They said, all that Yahuwah has spoken, we will do.
That's the exactly, you know, huh?
What did he spoke? That's the talk. What did Yahuwah spoke? And they said, all that Yahuwah has spoken, we will do.
What did he spoken? But you want to see, we ain't finding out.
We still, you all right, we're here. In the 19th chapter. So you're all right. I want to know, what did he spoken for you to say all this that we say we will do? Skip down to verse number 16. Let's keep it down.
Now you hear this answer now?
All that Yahuwah have spoken, we will do. As they talk it there. Not only that, put your mark there. They made another statement in Deuteronomy 5:28-29, that made it past the 30. They also said something else. Let's look at the fifth chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 1, 2. And then we'll look at verse number 28 and 29. I mean, the children of Israel, they responded real quick. They said, all of you have spoken, Moses, we're going to do it, Moses. So we're going to precept that to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, 2. And then we'll skip down to what I said we'll skip down to. Verse 28 and 29.
Yes. Come on.
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 and 28 and 29. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. And Moses called all Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites.
Yes.
And said it to him.
Right.
Hear, all Israel.
Right.
The statutes and judgments, which I speak in your ears. This day. That you may learn them and keep and do them.
Yeah.
Verse 2.
Yahweh, only Yahweh made covenant with us. And hooray.
So who's us again? According to verse 1.
And Moses called all Israel.
Oh, so he made a covenant with all Israel. So his covenant was not made with the other nation.
Yahweh.
So the other nation opposed the... This is an A and B between Yahweh and the children of Israel and all of the nations, but we're seeing them way out of this thing here. So this is an A and B conversation. Now, according to Moses.
Yahweh.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Count up verse 2 up.
Verse 2. Yahweh made a covenant with us.
And so there. And who's the us again, Yahweh?
All Israel,
all the children of Israel. So you just do what you're teaching, and you might keep saying they're gonna be on the world scene, this young man.
Yeah.
And the 2 minutes they come through, and they got to hear the uncut word of Yahweh. You have to make sure you put in things to make them mind burn. The earth is the children of Israel, according to verse 1. So you got to bring that in to get their attention. This ain't about Christian, Islam, Judaism. It's about us, the children of Israel, the Israelites. That's what this book is about. Now you got the attention there, young man. Come on, give me some help.
All right, verse 28.
What?
Verse 28. And Yahweh heard the voice of your word.
So see, Yahweh be here.
See, you think Yahweh don't hear? He don't hear. He's doing all that wicked stuff in the corner, in the dark,
in the park. And he put him out there, young man. And this is what he says in 12, verse 46. St. John. And this is what he says. See, this is what he says in 12, verse 46 and 47 there, young man. St. John, chapter 12, verse 46 and 47. What do you say that, young man?
All right, beloved John, chapter 12.
What?
Verse 46 and 47.
Where are we?
Verse 46 reads,
where are we?
I have come a light unto the world.
See, I come a light to the world.
That whosoever lean on me,
yeah,
shall abide in dark.
You see, it says, if you abide in him, you're in the darkness, friend.
Yes. 47. If any man hear my words.
He says, if any man hear my words, man.
And believe not.
And you don't believe these words. See, you don't believe the words out of this Bible. No, I just can't believe the words out of that book. I can't believe it. Go ahead, read.
I judge him not.
I judge him not.
For I come not to judge the world.
I didn't come to judge this world.
But to save the world.
I came to save the world. Hold that part of that. You came to save
well, y'all the world. Y'all
give me a piece of what world he came to save there, young one. How about that Isaiah 45:17?
Hallelujah.
Let's see what world he came to save. So I'm saying you got to be looking for a precept there, young one. You got to save the world. But what world? We're going to precept that to 45:17 out of the book of Isaiah, spoken by the seer. What word, what world do you come to say? Come on.
The book of Isaiah is here, chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel should be saved in Yahweh.
Good.
With everlasting salvation,
good.
Ye, Israel,
good.
Should not be ashamed.
Not be ashamed.
Nor confounded.
Nor confounded.
World without end.
So the world he came to save us.
The world of Israel.
The world of Israel. Not the Christians. Not Islam, not Judaism. I need a precept on that, young man. I can stand a precept on that by going to St. John chapter 18.
We are, bro.
I need a precept on that because he's
making the train how he operates.
It just, we've been manipulating so bad with not understanding that we cannot not make it at that hour, Yahweh. And you're not going to make it unless you keep the laws, statutes, and commandments. You're going to be confused. You'll be all over the place. So, he made a profound statement there, you know what I'm saying, about something that was going on. He said something that we need to read, you know what I'm saying. So, I'm struggling right now, you know what I'm saying. Something he said in the 18th chapter of St. John, about the same conversation, verse 20, pick up verse 19, because this, so somebody confronted him in verse 19, and they asked him a lot of, you know, jabs at him. Let's see who confronted him and what was on their mind.
Book of John chapter 18, verse 19 and 20.
Right.
John chapter 18, verse 19.
Right.
The high priest, they asked Yahweh the Son of his disciples, followers, and of his teaching.
Man, who asked him that?
Verse 19. The high priest, they asked Yahweh the Son of his disciples, his followers, and of his teaching.
You got to understand something once you know the history about this. The history of the high priest was, they was all a part of Herod. They was signed, sealed, delivered. Herod had them kick off the one that had resisted him and the one that was of Israelite descent. And he showed them the suitcase and they started speaking in tongues after they opened that suitcase up. Saying all that money. You know, so they was paid and they was in Herod's pocket. So he's the one that been, although they was Israelite descent, but they was in Herod's pocket. So their job was to keep that paycheck going like they do today.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you a lot of things, so they ask them, what can I read there? And so they'll start speaking tongues by trying to deliver you up. Verse 19 again.
Verse 19, John chapter 18, verse 19. And the high priest, the dignitaries, did ask Yahweh the Son of his disciples, his followers, and of his teaching.
Go ahead.
Verse 20, Yahweh the Son asked him, I spake openly to the world.
What world?
And ever taught.
Women, what world?
Lord of Israel.
Yeah, you know, right? That was a bombshell he was going to drop right in there. Right in there. The world. He spoke over to the world. The world of Israel. Get that static right now, man. Yeah, get that static right now, man. Make adjustment on that static right now, man. You know, got a lot of new cats and things in here. No, we can be kept that static bag on, right? So, got a lot of new cats over here. So we want to kick that static. Yeah. Plug that back up there, you know, right? We want to. Young man. So y'all probably playing about what he owns. What you know, the one that's of a Herod descent, I mean, but not a Herod descent, but I'm a paid sign filled with it on payroll. Then he, after they got through bumping their guns, then he responded in verse 20, what he said in verse 20.
Look at John chapter 18, verse 20.
Yes.
Now, what the Son answered him.
What?
I spake openly to the world of Israel.
I spoke openly to the world of Israel, the Israelites.
Yeah. Ever taught in the temple.
And I was ever, I've taught in the temple. Good.
And in the temple, where the Yahdai Judah, son of the kingdom, through the vision of Levi and Simeon, already we saw.
Oh. So he let me know plainly that he had much to say to Judah, Benjamin, Levi at the temple. He had much to say to them at the temple. And that was his mission, is to wake up Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon at the temple. That's what he was doing. Waking them up at the temple. He wasn't teaching the world like they teach today. No. He was at the temple with Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, and Simeon. Was there. Go ahead.
When the Yahdai Judah, son of the kingdom, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, all reigns were sought. And in secret, I might say nothing.
I ain't saying nothing in secret. My mission was to wake up Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon at the temple, and I ain't saying nothing in secret. I gave them a big better bill of those words you have wrong. Next verse.
The 21. Why ask you me? Ask them which heard me. That I have said unto them, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, son of the kingdom, behold, they know what I said.
They know what I said because they was the one instructed out of the law. Now that's what I'm doing on this story too. So now we bow, who's old to know which man in this meal is Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. Led by Judah, they spoke to know the Almighty's will, and his will is keeping them laws, statutes, and commandments. We spoke to know these things. When the sun set on Friday, we're keeping them laws, statutes, and commandments. Until the sun set on the end of it, going into the first day of the week. It's our job to not only know about it, but to live it. Hallelujah. Come on back to the big numbers again, young man.
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
You don't finish up chapter 5, 28. You don't finish it up, but I will talk about 13 more six. But we can do it wrong. Yeah, finish, don't finish up Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29 and 30.
Back to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29 and 30. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29. On that there was such a mind in them,
yes,
that they would fear me and keep all my commandments, laws, statutes, and judgments.
Yes.
Always.
Always. Not the other way. Always keep the laws, statutes, and commandments.
Yes.
Enter in season, out of season.
Yes.
Always. Forever. Keep the laws, statutes, and commandments, right?
That it might be well with them.
And that would be well with you. See, you don't know how to get well? Why don't you start by keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments, right?
The 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites.
That's right.
And with their children forever.
And you teach it to your children forever. You teach them about the laws, statutes, and the commandments.
So, yeah, the children of Israel, the Israelites, get you into your tents again. Verse 31.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. So now let's go back to that third Romans chapter 32. I think he's up all around about verse 8 for me. I'm going to scale down to verse 14. Through verse 8, I'm going to scale down to 14.
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, down to verse 14.
Okay.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8. When the Most High Yahweh divides to the nations,
yes,
their heritage,
right,
when he separates the sons of Adam, he sets the bonds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel, the Israelites.
The bounds.
Of the people according to the number of the children of Israel, the Israelites. Verse 9. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He found him in the desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Read that verse again.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10. He found him in the desert land.
Yeah.
And in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
You know, the 5th and 16th chapter of Ezekiel, pull that verse.
Hallelujah.
He pulled that verse in the 16th chapter of a book called Ezekiel the Seer. He pulled that verse. He reminded them, when Yahweh found you in them deserts, he reminded the children of Israel when he did find you, that what happened in 16 verse 5 with the book of Ezekiel the Seer, when he found you, he wants you to be clear to bring back into your remembrance what?
According to the book of Ezekiel, the Seer, chapter 16, verse 5.
Right down to verse 7.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 5 down to verse 7. Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 16, verse 5. Not I pity you.
He said, when he came down the wilderness, how many eyes pity you?
None,
12 tribes. None. He said, when he found you in the low state that you was in, one no nation dare to help you, 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites. Go ahead.
To do any of these unto you.
Good.
To have compassion upon you.
And nobody had no compassion on you. Hold that marker. In Jeremiah 50 verse 7, he made it plain. Jeremiah kicked in and said from behind him, no, I pitied you. And Jeremiah lets you know, when it comes down to any other nation, what they think and feel about you. In 50 verse 7, he says.
All right, go to Jeremiah and see it, chapter 50. Verse 7. Read.
What?
All that found them has devoured them.
Everybody's guilty.
Yes. And their adversaries say, we have sinned not.
Good.
Because they have sinned against Yahweh.
See, everybody knows why you would condition you in today.
Yahweh.
Because you sinned against Yahweh. And every time you send a woman to tell you your problem, you tell them never mind. Now, Judas, in the red book, the pocketbook, the 20th chapter, the 5th chapter, verse 20, let's read a little bit. Peter, the verse 18, let's make it sound a little bit. So, he always said, warn us to remind you of the days of old. Because you're in bad shape with your $10 in your pocket, but you're in bad shape in the mind. Because when you don't know what you're going to be doing on the Sabbath day, sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, you're lost. This is the day that Yahweh made for me and you to keep keep that sundown guiding, sundown clarity, and fellowship up in service in one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's blessings of the camp Israelites. Come on.
I read the book of Jude, chapter 5. We're going to pick it up at verse 18.
Yes, sir.
The book of Jude, chapter 5, in the red book, verse 18 reads, "But when they departed from the way, which he appointed them, the children of Israel, the Israelites, they were destroyed in many battles."
See, once you depart from keeping the Lord's blessings and commandments, you will be destroyed in many battles. You always want to know why you come short. Because you're always trying to come up another way in keeping the Lord's statutes and commandments. You never try to do it some other way. Ears will never meet in the Lord's society. You can never make ends meet. Because so you think you make ends meet, it's time for property taxes. So you can't never make ends meet. See? That's why we keep telling you, put Yahweh first, put the laws, statutes, and commandments, come on.
All right, there's verse 18. Very sure, it was their captives until then that was not theirs. In the temple, then Yahweh was cast to the ground.
Uh-huh.
And their cities were taken by the enemy.
Give me a piece of that. It was very well.
Captives
into
the land that was not there.
Give me Ezekiel 22:13. It was happened. Let me be a little captive. Look that over the name. Ezekiel 22:13.
Because the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, verse 15. Ezekiel, the seer, chapter 22, verse 15. And I will scatter them among the nations.
They ain't scattered you among the nations. Go ahead.
And disperse you in the countries. And will consume your filthiness out of you.
Is that it? And so? So when you forget about keeping moral statutes and commandments, and when the tumor hits you, understand that another God 36 will not read it. Understand the day, why it's 38 today, tomorrow, and forever, and I don't change. You change the question, 13 verse 8 of Hebrews. So understand the day, yesterday, and forever, I don't change. If it's scattered you in the left side of the book, and it's scattered you in the right side of the book, because he don't change. It ain't done away with. That's why we think as individuals, I got mine, and you get yours. So you stay in the room as a nation. And that's why Yahweh's voice is over to this, so I can take the stage on how we roll as a nation. It's our job to do it. All six counts. They're one mind, one accord. We all about to pull out a man called YHWH. Pointing out how you know the I'm through with that. I'm through with that 22:13. They will scatter you in your own disobedience and come back to your own way.
I read verse 18 of Judah chapter 5, verse 18.
Yes, sir.
They was not there in the temple. They not fall cast to the ground. And their cities were taken by the enemies.
And their cities were taken by the enemies. So you see what he's saying? Your cities were taken. Who taking your city? The enemy, right?
Yes. Verse 19. But now are they turned to their Yahweh, and are come up from the place where they were scattered, and have possessed Yahweh Judah, where their temple is, and I see it in the hill country, where it was desolate. Verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that this should be their ruin.
What do you mean?
If they sin against Yahweh. What do you mean? What is
the Bible definition of sin against Yahweh? 1 John 3:3-4. Let's get down to 8-10.
What are you saying? So if there's any error in his people, you got to catch the error of him sinning against the mighty one. That hurts. What is sin?
What is the Bible definition of sin? 1 John 3:3-4, 8-10. Let's see the story, young man.
My brother, back to the book of 1 John, beloved John, chapter 3:3-4, 8-10. John 3:3. And every man that has his hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin, transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
Sin is the transgression of the law, and the law is what, according to Romans 7:14? What is the law?
Romans 7:14. The book of Romans, chapter 7:14.
I have no audio.
Romans 7:14.
Mm-hmm.
For we know that the law is spiritual.
The law is spiritual. The law is spiritual. So listen, when you're not keeping the law, it's not done away with it. When you told Moses and everybody from the left side of the law is spiritual. If you're not keeping the law, keeping the commandments, you're not doing Yahweh's will. And you're going to pay the price of not doing his will. And now, but he's going to preach up on his will right now, man. 40:8. In the book of Psalms, the angel come down and talk.
Yahweh.
Eyeball to eyeball, he's going to talk to him eyeball to eyeball. And what do you say? In 40:8, what do you say?
I'm going to the book of Psalms, chapter 40:8.
Listen to that.
The book of Psalms, chapter 40:8.
Listen to that.
I delight to do your will.
I delight to do your will.
Oh my Yahweh, Yahweh the Father, yea.
Yeah.
Your law is within my mind.
Yeah. Yahweh's will is his law. He's got his own commandments. So if you're not doing Yahweh's law, statutes, and commandments, you're not doing his will. You're not delighting in him. You're delighting in the world's statutes and laws. You're not doing no Yahweh. You're doing your own thing. And you're going to get what's written in 8:36 by Proverbs, since you don't do wrong and things are right, then Yahweh got something for you that you can read. Proverbs chapter 8:36, what it say?
Because of the book of Proverbs, chapter 8:36.
Listen to that.
Proverbs, chapter 8:36.
Listen to that.
But he or she has sinned against me, wronged his or her own soul.
Yes.
All they that hate me love death.
So you sin against Yahweh, but you're not keeping his law, statutes, and commandments, and you're not doing the 10:22 to 35. Let's see what it says in St. John 10:22. John. He said something in the book of Hebrews, the little part of Israelites. He said something in 10:22, and we will read with it till we get our point. 10:22, what it say? Let's read till we get our point.
Right, we're going to the book of Israelites, the little word of Hebrews, chapter 10:22. We're going to read down. The book of Israelites, the little word of Hebrews, chapter 10:22. Let us draw near with a true mind,
yes,
and full of assurance,
yes,
of faith, of the covenant, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our minds washed with pure water.
Pure water.
Yes. 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our covenant, belief, without wavering. For he is that promise. Verse 22. And let us consider one another.
And let us consider one another in the sixth and ninth camp of Yahweh's wrath, whether to Israel.
Yes. To provoke unto love.
Love.
And to good work.
And do what kind of work?
Good work.
Good work. Well,
verse 25. Now forsake the assembly.
And you don't forsake the assembly.
See, you don't forsake the assembly.
Huh? You don't do that. You don't forsake the assembly, brother.
Yes. Of ourselves together.
Ourselves together.
Yes. And the matter of some is.
And some will do it. They're going to come up with any kind of way to do something contrary and forsake the assembly, brother.
But exhorting one another.
And when we get the assembly, you do what again, young man?
Exhort one another.
Exhort one another. That's the reason you kind of, you catch them when they make statements that need to be helped. Help their lead and you try to show them that the statement you're making is wrong. And our job is to exhort you to let you know you're making wrong statements according to the Bible. Not to get panicky of it. Our job is to exhort you to correct yourself before you wreck yourself, brother.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
You see the days approaching. You see the thing coming to a close. That's why it's no accident that Paul's Jewish life will be on the main scene real soon. It's no accident it's going to happen. Because it's ordained by Yahweh to make it happen. Go ahead.
Verse 26. For if we sin willfully, at the day we have seen the knowledge of the truth, there are made no more sacrifice for sin. 27. By certain fearful looking for judgment, and finally indignation, which is avowed to adversaries.
And the vow of adversary means the vow of you.
Okay. Verse 28. He that despises Moses' law, died without mercy are the two or three witches. Verse 29. For how much sore punishment suppose he should he be who worthy who has shunned other foot the son of Yahweh. We have challenged the blood of the covenant, whereto he was sanctified, and unrighteous deeds, and has done despite unto the spirit of mercy. Verse 30. For we know him,
what
has said.
What he said?
Vengeance belongeth to me.
He said, I'm the payback man. Vengeance belongs to me. He said, I am the payback man, go ahead, read.
I will make a test.
He said, I'm going to pay you back. Now he said, go ahead.
And again, Yahweh to judge his people.
Now, why would he want to judge his people? So when it's all said and done, although he picked some judge, now, oh, he judged you. He's done some 218 on you in the book of Judges. Look at what he said in 218.
Yahweh. We're going to the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 18. We're going to the book of the Judges. The book of Judges. Chapter 2, verse 18. And when Yahweh raised them up, judges, then Yahweh was weak to them.
So Yahweh, see, he's going to lay the pay of blow on you because he raised up judges to judge you. He raised up judges, matter of fact, finish that verse up, you know,
and delivered them out of the hand of their enemy.
And he raised up judges and delivered you out of the hand of the enemy. See, Yahweh don't personally calm down and do anything.
He
got an order about things. He raised up the judges to deliver you. See?
deliver you. And see, that was a reminder of Deuteronomy 1:1. See, understand Yahweh's will. See, we be down there, oh, Yahweh, do something, do this and do that. Listen, Yahweh only works in order. You gotta understand the order of this mighty one. So he was talking in Deuteronomy 1:1 there, you know what I mean? He made a profound statement in Deuteronomy 1:1, and what did he say? Give me three lines.
All right, we're going to the heavenly tablet, the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 1:1. Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 1:1.
Three lines.
These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
All Israel. Where did you know? No line.
On this side, Jordan, in the wilderness.
So who was in the wilderness? All Israel. So when you get down to Acts 7, you read about the church in the wilderness, you know what church you're talking about now. All Israel. See, that's how you deal with those that's, how about you have a church home? All church home is all Israel. Skip down to verse 8. What he said to them, all Israel in verse 8.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1:8. Read. Behold, I have set the land before you.
Yes.
Go in and possess the land.
Go in and possess the land.
Which our father swear to your father.
Swear to your father.
Yes.
Who is all Israel father? Let's find out who all Israel father is. For him swear to come in.
Abraham.
Abraham is your father.
Isaac.
Isaac is your father.
And Jacob, whose name changed to Israel.
So that's who your father is. So that's Jacob, your father. And ask you who your father is.
Hey.
Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's who my father is. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And what he says in verse 13. What he says in verse 13. And what he says in verse 13.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1:13. Take you wise men. Take you wise men.
And understand it.
And known among your tribe. And I will make them rulers.
The judges, the elders, the seers, they want to know.
I'm going to stay to the Lord. I'm going to stay to the Lord. Yeah, that's why your prayer don't get past your ankle. Because we've already set up exactly how it's supposed to go before you try to get past all these pigeon carriers that he done set up. See, where he set up, he's trying to come around it. Well, I do my plan to the Lord. Okay. That's why your prayer will not get past your ankle, because you don't want to do all of them.
And judge righteous between every...
And when you judge it righteous, you judge it. First five books, laws, statutes, and commandments. You make a decision according to the Bible.
Well, between every man and his brother.
And every man and his brother. Correct?
And the stranger, that is,
if you have to get a stranger around you, then you make a judgment on them. Correct?
Yes. Verse 17.
Right.
You should not respect person,
and you don't respect no person. That's the Bible says this is the way it goes. Call the way it is. I don't care if they are a great contribution to the ministry.
Hallelujah. You should not respect persons, it's just
good.
But you should hear the small as well as the great.
The small well as the great.
You should not be afraid of the face of man.
And don't be afraid of the face of men. Correct?
Yes.
Correct.
But the judgment is Yahweh.
Because the judgment is Yahweh.
Correct? And the cause that is too hard for you.
Not you got a problem. Oh, that's my sister. That's my mama. That's my auntie. And it could be a little tough on me.
Okay, good.
He's taking care of that man.
Yes.
But
bring it unto me.
Bring it to the field here.
And now we'll hear it.
And I will hear it. So if you went through all this leadership and you still ain't got the answer, then I'll take care of them. Just don't jump over them. Well, I'm taking the story on. No, you just bring yourself behind that.
Y'all
no, don't work like that. So now you see that way. So I'm going to judge you. I'm going to judge you on what I have told them to do. And grandson, they on. So now, I need a precept on that. But you don't mind taking one of the microphones and set that daughter walk off microphone so you can holler in that microphone. Take one of the microphones and set it up. You gotta get rid of hollering that microphone. But make sure it's set up for a holler in that microphone.
With
no static involved. And if we don't have it in some room, and you don't stand by that controller over there. And make sure you tune in just right to holler at the microphone on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. So now, daughter of Yahweh, I'm pregnant right now, but I'm trying to get a precept on how this order thing moves. I had it a minute ago, but my stage got away from me. So in the 19th chapter there, brother, listen real good at brother there, and when she started hollering that microphone, instead of testing her for someone hollering real good on the microphone. 19 verse 1, second Chronicles, brother, what did he say? Yeah, get in that microphone and run around and make sure it's on and you hollering that microphone.
Second Chronicles chapter.
Mm-hmm.
2 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 1.
Yes.
Verse 1 reads.
Yes.
And Jehoshaphat.
Yes.
The king of Yahdah Judah.
Yes.
Returned to his house in peace to Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm. He returned in peace. Well, see Yahweh keeping in touch with peace when we do, right? So he got no problem with that. What happened in verse 2?
2 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 2 reads.
Yes.
And Jehu.
Yeah.
The son of Hananiah.
What? The plan now.
The seer.
The who?
The seer.
Oh. So there's a seer around that. How do you spell that word?
S-E-E-R.
So there's a seer around him? Wait, what happened next?
Went out to meet him.
Oh, so the big signature went out to meet Joe Seer, didn't it?
Yep.
And what happened next?
And said to King Jehoshaphat.
Give him a little more out of here, you know, man.
It said unto King Jehoshaphat.
Yes.
Should the devil help the unrighteous, the unyahwali, and love them that hate the Yahweh?
You see the big thing of Jerry came into the field and said, look here, what you doing? What you doing? If you want to act up, you know, I'm the one put you there. I can take you down. It's what's wrong with you. That would have seen a certain big thing over here. What happened next?
Therefore, it's wrath upon you.
And dread?
From before. The
YHWH
Yahuwah.
Huh?
Verse 3.
Dread.
Nevertheless, there are good things found in you.
But it's good and good things in you, so I can work with you a little bit. I see some good things in you now. But look here, but the wrath of Yahuwah is upon you. See, that's all the figure I tell you. Regardless of you the big king or whatever, listen, the wrath of Yahuwah is on you. And period.
In that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land.
Yes, you done some good things now.
And has prepared thy mind to seek YHWH.
That's a good part you have here, man. You've done some good things. I got to give you credit. You have done some good things now, bro.
Verse 4.
What?
And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Yahdah Judah.
Yeah.
And he went out again through the people from Beersheba.
Now once he got a tongue lashing from the fear, then he went out all through God's kingdom. He went out through Ephraim, northern kingdom, and what's that?
And brought them back unto the YHWH Yahuwah.
You see that? After the fear had them spinning out, getting them back, when I did, he beat it back a little bit. Verse 5.
And he set judges in the land throughout all the fences.
And then he set judges out in the land throughout. He set judges in the land throughout all the ten cities.
Of Yahdah Judah, city by city.
Now, watch it. Watch me there in verse 6 now.
Verse 6.
What?
And said to the judges.
And he said to the judges.
Take heed what you do.
He said, take heed what you do.
For you judge not for man.
And you're not judging for man.
But for the Yahuwah.
And judge for Yahuwah.
Who is with you and the judge.
What is that?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Verse 22 reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is
love.
Joy.
Peace.
Long-suffering.
Gentleness.
Goodness. The covenant.
Meekness.
Temperance. Against such, there is no law.
If you do all that, you know the law is your head. That means you don't get no ticket. You ain't ran no red light. Hey, how can you get a ticket if I run no red light? You get a ticket when you run no red light. So, when you got all that gone from you, that's when you cut it. Now, Dr. Yahwa, the young line he left off around about in the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, left off around about verse number 8. I need 1 and 14. The young line, can you grab this microphone over here and give it to your co-partner, the older young line, and make sure he set up to holler that microphone, because I see he's getting ready over there. And I think he's going to holler that microphone over here in this room. So make sure it's time.
Hallelujah,
boy. You know what that microphone do? So we're getting ready to go on the main scene. Keep telling you. We head to the main scene. No doubt about it. And everything's falling in line. So we go to, we're watching around, but we step to the plate. We want to go drag that beat. And hallelujah, boy. But we really plainly that you got to assemble yourself with the congregation of six and on the council of Boys of the Israelite. You can't come another way and thank Yahweh in it. But they ain't got it like that. So now we were reading, we were reading something in the 32nd chapter, around about verse 9 to 14. I hope we'll be quiet all the way through it. Come on. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9 and 14, probably, but I don't jump in and say your precepts when they like to read all the way through, 9 through 14. What's that, buddy?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32,
verse 9 through 14.
Verse 9 reads, for the YHWH Yahuwah's portion is his people.
Yes.
Israel is a lot of Yahuwah's inheritance.
It's that's what he's about. He's about Israel, the Israelite, Israel child.
Verse 10. Yahuwah found Israel in a desert land.
He found a desert land.
And in the waste, howling wilderness.
Yes.
Yahuwah led Israel about. He instructed him.
Yes.
He kept him as the apple of his eye.
He kept the children of Israel, the Israelites, as the apple of his eye. Go ahead.
Verse 11.
Right.
As an evil spirit up her neck.
Just as an evil spirit up her neck.
Fluttereth over her young.
Yes.
Spreadeth abroad her wings.
Mm-hmm.
Taketh them. Beareth them on her wings.
Yes.
Verse 12.
Right.
So the YHWH Yahuwah alone did lead the Israelites.
Yes.
And there was no strange Yahuwah with him.
That's right. There was no strange Yahuwah with him. He left them alone. Go ahead and read.
Verse 13.
What?
Yahuwah made the Israelites to ride on the high places.
He made them ride on high places. See, you down low because you make yourself down low. Yahuwah put you on high. Let's get a precept on that. Young Lion, Brother Mackay, I need a precept on that. In the 26th chapter, verse 13. I need a precept on that and skip down a little bit lower at Deuteronomy. I can stand a precept on that. So when y'all hear a good precept, you know, grab a good precept. You know, you can have it. When you hear a good precept, so oh, I hear a good precept out of heaven. So in that 26th chapter, verse 15, you have the national audience out over 900,000 on the international side. And we had a report that they tracked up big time on that. What that thing called, let me see, I've got to come back to him again. They'll come back to me later. Now, let's get that out the way. Podcast. this on podcast. You can see it on podcast. You better bet on what kind of number you got on Palcast. Computers is packing it in there like something giving away on that podcast. And so we're checking to it. You know what's going to happen. This word is going to stand all over the world. That's why we get on the road right now as we speak. What you read, young man? 26:15, what it say? Give me some knowledge over there, you know? We in Deuteronomy, chapter 26:15. See, you can tie the seal of hands, but here's how you untie the seal of hands. You know, he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said something to the Almighty, and he puts him on the tape. In the 26th chapter, verse 15, on verse 19, and when he shook his microphone, it was peak there, you know, when he started rattling that microphone. I'm going to give you some more.
All right, we're going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26,
yes,
verse number 15.
Yes.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 15, read.
Deuteronomy 19, what is going on?
26:15 down to verse number 19, verse 15, read.
Mm-hmm.
Look down from your righteous habitation.
When you tell him the Almighty, he said, look down. See, that while the Son and the Father, they're up there. He said, look down. From thou righteous inhabitation. From where?
From heaven.
Glory.
And bless your people, Israel.
Who's the people?
Israel.
The who?
Israel. In the land which you have given up, as you swear unto our father, a land that flows with milk and honey.
Yes.
15.
Right.
This day, your Yahweh has commanded you to do his laws, his judgments.
Yes.
You shall therefore keep and do them.
Keep them and do them.
With all your mind.
And give it all you got.
And with all your soul.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 17.
Yes.
You have avouched the Yahuwah.
Yes.
This day to be your Yahuwah.
Yes.
And to walk in his way.
He said, thou have avouched the Yahuwah this day to be thy Yahuwah. He said, you did it. He said, you want to put it out in the mouth. Pull that part off. Pull it out. Let's go to number 30, verse 1 and 2. He said, you want to do that. You want to do that. I told Moses on Exodus chapter 19, and they said to him, hey, all that you say, we're going to do it. And the people, we said that. Come on out, you going to go?
The book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 30,
yes.
Verse 1 and 2.
Okay.
Verse 1 reads,
right.
And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, the Israelites, saying,
right.
This is the thing which Yahweh have commanded.
This is the thing that Yahweh have commanded. This is the thing that Yahweh have commanded. What he commanded, dog?
Verse 2.
Right.
If a man vow a vow.
If a man vow a vow.
Unto the Yahweh.
Yeah.
Or swear an oath.
Yeah.
To bind his soul with a bond.
Hey.
He shall not break his word.
Don't break your word.
He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth.
So whatever you say out your mouth, don't break your word. Yahweh gonna hold you accountable for 100 trillion years. If it come out your mouth, you made a contract with him, and angels have rolled it down. Peace out. Deuteronomy 21, verse 22. Set a precept on that. To see where this vow come from. 21 and 23, daughter of Yahweh, the little.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 21 through 23.
Listen up.
Verse 21
reads.
When you shall vow a vow unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, you shall not slack to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
For the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will surely require it of you.
Yeah.
And it would be a sin in you.
If you bow a vow and you don't deliver it, what in you?
Sin.
Sin. Very
Verse 22.
Right.
But if you shall forbear.
on an hour, but I'm not going to shake and take. I'm just going to pass it on. I just want to give you keep me a statement just to be killing the statement in. Correct?
It shall be no sin.
It ain't no sin on you. Ain't seven out the mouth. It ain't no sin on you.
Verse 23.
Right.
That which is gone out of your lips.
But where it go out your lips?
You shall keep.
Keep.
And perform.
And perform.
Even a free will offering.
Even supposed to make it right.
A free will offering.
Free.
According as you have vowed unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which you have promised with your mouth.
Which you have promised to your mouth. And on that note, we're going to go to the young lion and let go see it right back. And look to the young lion, take care of this bottom of the Sabbath day. Over to the young lions. Come on.
Yahuwah. All right. I am going to book of Luke. And I'm going to Yahuwah. Israel, give me some the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit do the teaching.
That 21 again. Let's see what it says in verse 21, though. And when God saw a figure had a young lion feet, adjusting up to the highest peak, just before it started on, I'm going to turn my microphone off. I'm going to stretch up.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, starting at verse 21. Luke chapter 24, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed the Israelites.
Yes.
And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
Uh-huh.
Verse 22.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She all good?
Verse 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. A certain woman also of our company, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre.
Yeah.
Verse 23.
Yeah, you make a dog sound like a champion now. Go ahead.
And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Verse 24.
Now get over here a little bit too. Now give me a little bit too. Now my life, come on, give me a little bit too. Go ahead. Just start hollering, then bag me off just a little bit.
All right,
come on, dog.
Verse 24.
What?
And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said.
Right.
But him, Yahweh the Son, they saw not. Verse 25.
What?
Then he said unto them,
what?
Oh, fools, and slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken.
So what do you call you if you got a problem believe what the seers say? What do you call
fool.
You a fool. So that's what he said. The Almighty Son says to those that were communing among themselves, he called them a fool. He told them what they supposed to believe. They supposed to believe what according to that verse there?
All that the seers have spoken.
Right. Hallelujah.
So we understand, and so now,
we know we have a problem saying, well, I don't know what to believe. But then, the Bible answer what to believe. And that's 15:15, and young man, when y'all call picnic, you hear any kind of low sound before it tightened it up, and hear any kind of squeal noise, kind of bag up on it.
Hallelujah.
You might kill your tone of your voice. Hallelujah.
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15.
Listen good.
Verse 15 reads.
Well, read, dog.
And to this agree.
And disagree.
The words of the seers, as it is written.
So just on all of a sudden, I disagree when you read the words. You ain't got nothing to work with. Oh, just agree with the words. Just read. Back over to the young man.
We got to believe all that is written. All that is written. Lord Yahweh, give me Acts 24:14. And then, back it up with 2 Chronicles 20:20. All right, Acts 24:14. Acts 24:14. Lord Yahweh Israel.
The book of Acts, chapter 24, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, but this I confess unto you, that after the way which they call hearsay, so worship I the Yahweh of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the seer.
Yahweh, you gotta believe all things which are written in the law and in the seer.
Yahweh.
All right.
Law is what? Romans
7:14. What
say?
Believing
14 reads, for we know that the law is spiritual.
So we know that the law is spiritual. It's nothing done away with. We know that the law is spiritual.
But I am carnal.
We know that the law is spiritual. And let's get a priest up for that. We know that the law is spiritual. All right. Let's go to... We'll go to Proverbs real quick. Make that Proverbs 123. Make that Proverbs 123. Lord Yahweh Israel.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23. The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23 reads, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
It's talking about his words. His words. And then there's a priest up there to John, back, regular book John. In a regular book, let's go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 63. Lord Yahweh Israel.
St. John chapter 6, verse 63 reads, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life.
They are life. And they are life. Words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. All right. And they are life. All right. Real quick. What gives you life, real quick? Adore Yahweh Israel. Let's go to the book of Job, real quick. Let's go to the book of Job. We're going to the book of Job. Go to the book of Job and see it. Let's see what I want real quick. Go to the book of Job. I'm going to keep saying until I find my verse. All right. I'm going to get warmed up here real quick. Give me the book of Job. Book of Job, chapter 27. Book of Job, chapter 27, verse 3 and verse 4.
The book of Job, chapter 27, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, all the while my breath is in me, and the spirit of Yahweh is in my nostrils. Verse 4, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit.
Okay, so we know that that breath and spirit are interchangeable, or soul. Let's get another case in point on that real quick. Give me the book of Job, same book. Give me Job chapter 33. Job chapter 33, verse 4. The book of Job, chapter 33. Verse 4.
The book of Job, chapter 33, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, the spirit of Yahweh hath made me, and the spirit of the Almighty hath given me life.
Hath given me life.
Hallelujah.
Hath given me life. Second hit on that, give me Job, chapter 34, 14 and 15. I'm going to precept real quick. Job chapter 34, verse 14 and 15. Joy to Yahweh Israel.
The book of Job chapter 34, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14 reads, it is he, if he set his mind upon man, if he gathered unto himself his spirit and his breath. Verse 15, all flesh and no man shall turn again unto dust. And man shall turn again unto dust.
And man shall turn again unto dust. Real quick. Give me the book of Ecclesiastes real quick. You go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto Yahuwah who gave it.
And the spirit, or you could say, breath, return to Yahuwah who gave it. Breath, spirit, and it changes. You say either or, but then it changes. And it changes. Who gave it? Okay. We have to read something here real quick. Let's go to book of Genesis real quick and see where all this was coming from. Go up to the book of Genesis. Go up to the book of Genesis, Lord of Yahuwah. Go up to the book of Genesis. Go to the book of Genesis. All right, go to the book of Genesis, chapter 2. All right, book of Genesis, chapter 2. All right. All right, book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7 reads, and the Yahuwah formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
All right. So the man became a what?
A living soul.
Breath, spirit, soul, and it changes. And it changes. Hallelujah. Breath became a living soul. As a matter of fact, we're going to precept that real quick. And so the Yahuwah, you got your wisdom of Solomon. Like, give me Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 15, verse 11. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 15, verse 11.
The book of the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 15, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, for as much as he knew not his maker, and him that inspired into him an active soul, and breathed in a living spirit.
Yahuwah. He said, knew not his maker, for as much as he knew not his maker. And who is our maker? Real quick. Knew not his maker. Daughter Yahuwah. Who is our maker? Real quick. Let's go to the book of Psalms real quick. Knew not his maker. Go to the book of Psalms. Give me Psalms, get warm up here. Give me Psalms chapter 95. The book of Psalms chapter 95. Verse 6.
The book of Psalms chapter 95, verse 6. And verse 6 reads, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Yahuwah, YHWH, our maker.
Yahuwah, our maker. Yahuwah, our maker. All right. There's another one on that. There. Brother Makai. I know you had gave me that before.
Yeah, yeah, Yahweh our Maker, yeah.
Psalms 1.
Was that Psalm 95, verse 6, which you was reading, Lord Yahweh?
That's what I just read.
Yeah, that was Psalm 95, 6, verse 6 you was reading. Yahweh, our Maker. Our Maker. Yahweh, our Maker. Book of the Yahweh, our Maker. Look at James 2:16, come back with that song. Hey, Lord of Yahweh. Yeah, James 2:16. Let's get James 2:16.
The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 16. Verse 16 reads.
Yeah, yeah, Isaiah 54.
All right. Isaiah 54, verse 4.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Verse 5. For thy Maker is thine husband. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer, the Righteous One of Israel. The Yahweh of the whole earth shall he be called.
Yahweh. That's who our Maker is, real quick. All right. Now, let's get a case in point. I'll be finna go into the second book of Adam and Eve, real quick. Going to the second book of Adam and Eve. So the book of second book of Adam and Eve. The door to Yahweh. In the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 16.
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 16. After this, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
the book
of
Adam and Eve.
Pick it up and we'll get one of the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 9, verse 1. I want you to have your home, and it's verse 1 here, Dor Yahweh Israel. Maybe we just got through reading about the spirit and the breath.
Okay, the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 9, what verse?
Pick up verse 1.
The second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 9, verse 1. Then Adam and Eve came out of the cave of treasure and drew near to the garden gate. And there they stood to look at it, and wept for having come away from it.
As you read the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 9, verse 1. It's on page 67.
We got the same one.
Yeah, it's page 67.
Okay, the death of Adam.
Alu Yahweh.
Okay, the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 9, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam had ended his commandment to Seth, his limbs were loosened.
That means his body part, his limb was loosened. Go ahead.
His hands and feet lost all power. His mouth became dumb. And his tongue ceased altogether to speak. He closed his eyes and gave up the spirit.
Gave up that spirit. He gave up that spirit, that breath that was in him. Gave up that spirit, that breath was in him. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 7. chapter 2, verse 7.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, I got me servants and maidens.
And that's how Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, the regular book.
He said chapter 12, chapter 2.
Chapter
12,
verse 7.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto Yahuwah who gave it.
That breath turned to Yahuwah. But that body, gonna be down here, that shed, gonna be down here.
We get a precept in with you, young lion. Let's go to, I'm gonna read the book of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16. So we got what it says. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, we said, verse number 16, and it reads, he says, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 16, behold, I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continuing before me. So Yahweh said he got us graven upon the palms of his hands, but I'm looking for something here. Copy one that I want right now. Let me go to, let's see, let's go on your table. Matter of fact, let me take it there. You said something about the spirit. I'm going to come back to that, Brother Tyler.
Okay.
I'm going to come back to that.
He said, I have graven you upon the palm of my hand. And daughter Yahweh Israel, give me Jeremiah 18 real quick. He said, I engraved you in the palm of my hands, right? Give me Jeremiah 18 on that.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Jeremiah 18. Who in the palm of Yahweh's hand? Give me Jeremiah chapter 18. We're going to read down to get our point. Pick it up at verse 1, Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Yahuwah says, verse 2, arise and go down to the potter's house.
They go down to the what?
The potter's house.
Okay, who is this potter? Go down to this potter house. Who is this potter here real quick? Hold that. Who is this potter here? Go down to the potter house. Who is this potter? And see who this potter is real quick. Go down to the potter's house. Make that Isaiah real quick.
Hallelujah.
And see who this potter is. Go down to the potter house. Go up to the book of Isaiah. Go to the book of Isaiah real quick. Go to the book of Isaiah. I'm going to keep saying this until I find my verse. Go to the book of Isaiah, 64, verse 8. Isaiah, 64, verse 8.
Isaiah, 64, verse 8.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, but now, O Yahuwah, thou art our Father. We are the clay. And thou art our potter. And we all are the work of your hand.
Okay, who is this we are in the clay? Let's go back to Jeremiah 18. Who is this we? Who is this we talking about? We. Go back to Jeremiah. Who is this we? Back to Jeremiah 18. I'm back to Jeremiah 18.
Jeremiah chapter 18.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2?
Yeah, go ahead.
Arise and go down to the prophet's house, Yahweh's temple, and there I will cause you to hear my words.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. Then I went down to the prophet's temple, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. Verse 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter.
Yeah, it didn't look right. It was marred. It didn't look right. He had to make it look straight again. Go ahead.
So he made it again, another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. Then the word of the YHWH Yahweh came to me saying.
All right, hold that. Hold that real quick. Hold your marker there. Read verse 4 again. The Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 4.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it.
Ain't good to the potter to make it. Hold that. Give me the book of Romans real quick. Read the book of Romans. The marker that's coming back. Read the book of Romans, chapter 9, real quick. Lord Yahweh, let's give me the book of Romans. In the book of Romans? Go to the book of Romans, chapter 9. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 9. All right, Romans chapter 9. All right. Pick it up at Romans chapter 9. Pick it up. Pick it up at verse 20. We're going to read down to verse 22.
The book of Romans chapter 9, verse 20 through 22. Verse 20 reads, Nay, but, O man, who art thou that replieth against Yahweh? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus?
You can't question that. Why you made me this way? Why you made me thus? Go ahead.
Verse 21. Have not the potter power over the clay?
Uh-huh.
Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor?
And who's that vessel unto honor? We're coming back here. Give me same book. Give me verse 13. Verse 13.
From the book of Romans chapter 9, verse 13. As it is written, Israel have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
So which one he made honor? Which one he made unto honor? Unto honor is what? In verse 13.
As it is written, Israel.
So he made Israel, which is honor, right?
Yeah.
So he honored Israel, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay. All right, back to that verse 21.
Romans chapter 9, verse 21. Have not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor.
And that's Israel, unto honor. Israel, go ahead.
And Esau, unto dishonor.
We know that's Esau right there, that he dishonor.
Verse 22. What if Yahweh, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?
So Esau is known as the vessels of wrath fit to destruction. Okay. All right, verse 23.
Romans chapter 9, verse 23. In that he might make known the riches of his glory.
Is this glorious honor? Go ahead.
On the vessel of mercy.
And who's the vessel of mercy?
Israel, the Israelites.
That's who that vessel of mercy is.
Which Yahweh had afore prepared unto his honor.
Unto his greatness, unto his honor. So So now we understand. Okay, back to that, who's that, Jeremiah 18, right? We're clear about, right here, the vessel we made of clay was murdered, it seemed right, in the hand of the potter, and he made again another vessel. You know, the children of Israel, it seemed good to the potter to make it, right? Yeah. All right, verse 5.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verse 5. Then the word of the Yahuwah came to me, saying, verse 6, O nation of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Said the Yahuwah. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O nation of Israel.
Yahuwah. All right.
We're going to do some talking and some receiving and understanding when you get done.
Hallelujah.
Leave out from among your children at the time,
with them out of this cave. And when they have taken it with them, let the elders among them command his children to lay my body in a ship until the flood has been assuaged.
That's right.
And they come out of the ship.
Now let's drop down. Let's read verse number 17. Again, we're going back to, here we're going back over to chapter 9.
The second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 8. Verse 17.
Yeah, because remember, Adam just gave his son Seth strict instructions on how he's supposed to take care of his body, right?
Yeah.
Once his body gets built, and which we was reading in 9:1 of the book of second book of Adam and Eve, how what happens when your body gets built and it's time for the spirit to leave the body? He say, wrap his body up, right?
Yeah.
He tell him what to put in there. So let's find out how they took place in verse 17.
The second book of Adam and Eve,
yes,
chapter 8, verse 17. Verse 17,
mm-hmm,
reads, he then turned to his son Seth and to Eve his wife and said to them, preserve this gold, this incense, and this mirror that Yahweh has given us for a sign. For in days that are coming, a flood will overwhelm the whole creation.
That's right.
But those who shall go into the ark shall take with them the gold, the incense, and the mirror, together with my body, and will lay the gold, the incense, and the mirror with my body in the midst of the earth.
Now that happened to somebody, that gold and that those three precious stones. But we're going to come back to that. But now let's drop down and read verse number 20. Now remember, he told him, he said, when this time come around, he said it's going to be, matter of fact, I got to go back. I just got to bring this part out. Let's go back and let's read verse number 10 again. Let's put it on the tape then, since I'm going there. Let's go all the way there then. Let's go back and let's read verse number 10. Let's see where they got the encounter from with these eight bodies that they said it was going to be, so we can preach up our Bible. Let's just do this thing the right way. And while you at it, daughter Yahweh, my brother Titus, give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and put it on the table. Let's see how we get this ball game at the bottom, going at the bottom part of the Sabbath day.
All right, reading the book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit to teach you and attain all what you ought to say.
We at DLTTY, we truly believe that the men's righteous spirit should teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Let me get some, what's that, Matthew's chapter, Matthew 10, verse 19 and 20. Yeah, give me that. Just go ahead and bring that up.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, say, don't know how or what you should speak. But it should be given you in that same hour what you should speak. Verse 20, but it's not you that speak, but the spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Going to find out that according to, we went over that early in that Proverbs chapter 123, that that spirit is the word of Yahweh that goes speak through. Now let's go back and let's find out, give me that verse number 10 now, daughter Yahweh, in that Adam and Eve book.
The second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 8, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, O my son, hereafter shall a flood come and overwhelm all the creatures and leave out only eight souls.
Mm-hmm. So let's find out who these eight souls that Adam and Eve, Adam was doing some prophesying here. Let's go find out who these eight souls that he said before he passed away, he said he let them know there's going to be eight souls that was going to be left here on this earth after this Bunce's blood kicked in. Let me see, can I get one in real quick in Genesis, Brother Titus, chapter 7. Give me verse number 13 and see, can I run one more down after that, because I think that one will give me a 7. Looking for one more.
All right, the book of Genesis, chapter 7. I think it's at, what verse? Verse 1?
Give me verse number, give me verse 13.
Book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 13. Read. And the self same day is the Lord, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth.
Mm-hmm.
The son of the Lord. Noah's wife.
Noah's wife.
And the three wives.
And the three wives.
Of his sons with him.
Mm-hmm.
In the ark.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And from David.
But that's what we need. How many of them went inside of the ark, though?
Eight souls.
So the eight souls that he was talking about was Noah, his three sons, and Noah's wife, and the three sons' wives. So there we go right there when he was prophesizing about this flood, that he knew that before he died, he let them know that it's going to be a flood and eight people is going to live, and I want you to preserve my body.
Mm.
This is how I want you to preserve my body and take care of business. And I left you strict instructions. But now let's go back. Now we're going to go back and read about what we left off there after that door. We'll be coming back to verse number 20. Remember though, but he told him he's gonna leave him. He said leave the incense. He said he would leave the gold, the incense, the marriage together. He said do all this with his body. He told him what to do with his body. He gave him strict instructions how to take care of his body. In verse number 9, he told him he wants some wind his body up with some myrrh, some aloes, some cassie. He said leave his body in the cave, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see what happened in verse number 20.
Verse 20. Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 8, verse 20 reads,
mm-hmm.
And now, O Seth, my son, behold, I have revealed unto you hidden mysteries.
I've revealed unto you hidden mysteries, Seth. Uh-huh.
Which Yahweh had revealed unto me.
That's right, because he just gave him a link. Remember, he just gave him a rundown about what's going to take place with the flood and everything. What else he say?
Keep my commandments for yourself.
So keep these commandments, Seth.
For thyself and for thy people.
That's right. Now let's go to the book of Adam and Eve, and let's pick it up at verse number 5.
Chapter 9.
Uh-huh. Let's pick it up at verse number 5. Let's find out what had taken place.
The second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 9, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, then Seth wound him up well and embalmed him with plenty of sweet spices from sacred trees and from the righteous mountain. And he laid his body on the eastern side of the inside of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
The side of the incense, and placed it in front of him. A lampstand kept burning.
So, how his body was wrapped up, daughter?
Wound up well and embalmed him with plenty of sweet spices.
So today they put the embalming fluid inside of the body. But when we was bombed up, how was our body bombed up?
With sweet spices. With plenty of sweet spices.
So they had the spices. And what was these spices again in verse number... Going back to verse number 9. What's these spices? What's the name of some of these spices?
Myrrh.
Uh-huh.
Aloe. And cassia.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, let me see, can I pull something else out? Try to spell that part in the back of the book, the continuation in the back of the book. I think it's John.
Mm-hmm.
I need that part where Yahweh the son, when she walked up with all these spices, Mary, though. But while you're doing that, daughter Yahuwah, help me find a, let's go and find out what happened in the book of Genesis. Let's see who got, because now we can put it all together, but we're going to find out how you're supposed to go down, right? But before we do that, let's see what was going on in the book of Genesis. Give me chapter 50, right? Because it was the word that was used in him. People would take this for granted and use this word bomb for bomb and think that they was being a vomit fluid put in their body.
Right.
So we want to clarify something in the book of Genesis. Let's go to the book of Genesis, pick it up at chapter 50. And let's pick it up at verse number... Give me verse number 1 and verse number 2.
The book of Genesis, chapter 50. Verse 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
And Joseph fell down upon his father's face
mm-hmm.
and wept upon him
mm-hmm.
and kissed him.
And he kissed him?
Verse 2.
Right.
And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father.
Right. So when we read about Joseph, his father being embalmed, continue to read. What else? His father and what?
And the physicians embalmed Israel.
Now, was he embalmed with a vomit fluid that they're talking about today?
Nope.
Because we can go back and we can read what embalmed means. What it means again, daughter Yahuwah?
Embalming with plenty of sweet spices.
Oh, he has some sweet spices inside his body, right?
Yep.
They going down there in today's time. They taking, they putting this, they putting this vomit fluid in your body and blowing you up and how you looking like a zombie or something from a movie. But this was, you was wind up and wrapped up. We'll get the precepts about this in a second. See how a few more people got taken care of. Because we want to profoundly bring this thing out through the book. So let's find out. Now he was wrapped up. And he was wind up and he wasn't involved in vomit fluid, but what he was involved with again, daughter Yahuwah?
With plenty of sweet spices from sacred trees.
Oh, so it was some things from some sacred trees going on there, right?
And from the righteous mountain.
And from the righteous mountain. And we got that order from Adam and himself when he was went through the lift, right? Okay, let's see if we look at these and I'll pull something out the let me know when you got that for me, Brother Titus.
I got John chapter 19, get warmed up to John chapter 19, pick it up to verse 38 to 42. It speaks about the spices.
Bring it on out. What they were coming with. Let's go bring it all the way out. Let's read it.
Book of John chapter 19, I'm going to pick it up at verse 38. And after this, Joseph,
spell it out.
A-R-I-M-A-T-H.
Arithmetia.
Being a disciple, a follower of Yah Father's son,
mm-hmm.
but secretly for the fear of Yah Jah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
He sought Pilate.
That's right.
That he might take away the body of Yah Father's son.
So Arithmetia, which was a rich man. Now pay attention to this now, because all this gonna come back up now. Look, he was a rich man, but he was from one of the children of Israel. His name was did they say his name enough?
After this, Joseph of Arimathea being a.
There we go. His name was Joseph, and we know he was one of the children of Israel. What he wanted?
Being a disciple, a follower of Yahuwah the Son.
So he was a follower of Yahuwah the Son. That's right. Continue to read. What do you want? We want to get there.
But secretly for the fear of Yahdah Judah, son of the kingdom.
So he was secret. He did this thing in secret, because he had fear of Yahdah Judah, but it was his time. It, remember, everybody got to do their part now. Mm-hmm. If God is how he feel, he had to do this thing in secret. Continue to read.
All right. Okay. But fear of Yahdah Judah be so Pilate that he might take away the body of Yah Father's son.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And Pilate gave them leave.
Okay.
He came therefore and took the body of Yah Father's son.
So now he come to Israelite Joseph, coming to give.
9. And that came also Nicodemus.
Thank you, Nicodemus.
But that the first came to Yahweh's son by night.
Oh, so he remember he came as Yahweh's son by night. Daughter Yahweh. Let's go see when he came to Yahweh's son by night in the book of John chapter 3. Let's go to the book of John chapter 3, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see what he said. Let me take verse 3:10. Let me take a peek over there real quick and see when he came in by night. Let's go to the book of John chapter 3. Let's pick it up at verse number 1 for me real fast.
The book of St. John chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus,
yeah,
a ruler of Yahda Jews.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2. The same came to Yahweh the son of Yahweh the father by night,
mm-hmm,
and said unto him,
Master,
we know that you are a teacher of Yahweh the father,
mm-hmm,
for no man can do these miracles that you do except Yahweh be with him.
That's right. Except Yahweh the Father be with him. That's right. Your point, George.
Verse 3.
Now stop right there. Okay. Now give me a description of when Nicodemus came to him in verse number 2.
St. John chapter 3, verse 2.
Yeah, what time of day it was?
The same came to Yahweh the Son by night.
Ah, so now we go. Now we don't basically talk about that Nicodemus right there. And he came to Yahweh the Son by night. Over to you, Brother Titus. What happened now? The same Nicodemus that came to Yahweh the Son to get some lessons that night from Yahweh the Son. And he put it on. But we ain't going to go into that right now. We're going to go into where we at. Let's go, Brother Titus. Come back to that.
John chapter 19, I'm in the middle of verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw.
Check the lick out now. He just saw what he do. He just saw what?
And brought a mixture of myrrh.
What he bringing? Go back and read that all together. Bring that all in so we can tie it all in. Because we got one named Joseph, which is Joseph is from a rich man of Arimathea. He got some money. He's from the church. He's one of the children of Israel too. Continue to read.
All right. And brought a mixture of myrrh.
But I need you to go back up and bring Nicodemus step on the scene.
Verse 39. And there came also Nicodemus.
Right.
Which at the first came by Yahweh the Son by night.
Mm-hmm.
And brought a mixture of myrrh.
So Nicodemus brought some myrrh.
And aloes. About 100-pound weight.
And he bought 100-pound weight of it. That means now we know how much it's going to take. Pay attention to the numbers. You need 100 pounds of this for a body. This is how much you need for the body. How much you bring? Give me the number on it.
All right, 100-pound weight.
So that means when it's time for us to go, that's why we got to get order. That's why we say we need our own everything. The schools, the banquet halls, our own radio stations, our own land, our own gardens, our own merch that we can grow out, our own food. We need our own everything because we don't need to depend on no vomit fluid and no going to no churches and going to these other people to get ourselves taken care of. We know we need 100-pound weight for all of us when it's time to go. Continue to read.
All right. Verse 1, then took they the body of Yahweh the Son,
uh-huh,
and wounded in linen clothes,
uh-huh,
with the spices.
Wait, what?
With the spices.
With the spices.
As the matter of Yahda Judah.
Who matters this?
Yahda Judah.
So how we was going down? This is, hold on. So this the way we talking, the way we teaching right now, the understanding that we get from reading our Bible. Call that scripture out again, Brother Simon.
I'm at the book of John, chapter 19, about verse 40. I just got to read.
So, John 19, verse 40 tell you the matter of how we go down is according to who ways?
The matter of Yahda Judah, son of the kingdom.
This is how you get buried, 12 tribes of Israel, with the lead tribe of Yahda Judah showing the way. This is how you get buried, this is how you go down, this is how you take care of the body of the righteous people on earth. What do you say you're supposed to do?
Father, Son, and wounded in linen clothes.
Uh-huh.
With the spices.
Spices.
As the manner of Yahda, Judah, Benjamin, the Levi, and Simeon, sons of Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the birth.
Mm-hmm. But the leader of this thing started with Judah.
Yahweh.
The leader of this thing started with you, Judah, and Benjamin, and Levi, and Simeon, and Issachar, and Ephraim, and Joseph, boy, and Manasseh, and all the rest of them don't follow you. Once you get it, Lord. Continue to read.
All right. Verse 41. Now in the place where he was crucified,
mm-hmm.
there was a garden.
There was a garden.
And in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. Verse 42.
Mm-hmm.
And there lay they, Yah Father's son, therefore because of Yah Judah, son of the kingdom, preparation day. For the sepulchre was near at hand.
That's right. Now let me get a precept, daughter Yahweh. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 27. Let's pick it up at verse number 57 down to 61. Let's find out what has taken place, because it's something that's going to take place. And then I'm going to pull out this red book, because remember, we're going to see how they, the Northern King took care of business too, man. Let's go, daughter Yahweh, when you get there, me and Hallelujah Yahweh, call the scriptures out. Matthew chapter 27, ma'am, we want to read 57 down to 61.
the brother of Gabriel at Rages, a city of Medea.
Yes.
10 talents of silver.
Hallelujah.
Verse 15. And now, and the master was dead. Sennacherib, his son, reigned in his stead. Reigned in his stead, whose estate was troubled. And I could not go into Medea.
Right.
Verse 16. And in the time of and the messer, I gave many alms to my brethren.
That's right.
And gave my bread to the hungry. Verse 17. And my clothes to the naked. And if I saw any of my nation dead, or cast about the walls of Nineveh, I buried him. Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And if the king Sennacherib had slain any when he was come and fled from Judea, and slain any when he was come and fled from Judah, I buried them privately. For in his wrath he killed me. But the bodies were not found when they were sought for of the king.
So now we know that here it is, one of our brothers from the northern kingdom, from Naphtali. How we know from Naphtali? Read verse number one, daughter of Yahweh.
The book of Tobit, chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The book of the words of Tobit, son of Tobiel, the son of Ananel, the son of Aduel, the son of Gabriel. Of the seed of Asiel, of the tribe of Naphtali.
So we got the northern kingdom say, hey, listen, I know how to take care of the business too now. I know when I see my brothers being slain over there during this course of time that I know to go take their bodies and go bury them. But he knew the proper way of burying. He knew the proper way of burying, and he took his brothers and he buried his brother in a proper way. And how he buried them, he wrapped their bodies up. That's what he had done. So he was one of the ones from the northern kings that knew how to come and wrap their bodies up and take care of his brothers and put them down the right way when he seen them being slaughtered. But let's go now. Brother Titus, you holding something for me. And,
I got the verse
you're
looking for.
Give me that one, but yeah. What is that, John?
John chapter 11.
Give me that one in John chapter 11. Pick it up with Lazarus. Let's see what he has to say about Lazarus. Well, I'll pull something else out.
All right. All right, John chapter 11. I'm going to pick it up at,
Bring it into a full, make a good meal out of it.
All right. Okay. John chapter 11. All right, pick it up at verse, all right, okay, verse.
Make it verse 21.
It said Martha to Yahweh's son, Yahweh, if you hold this, if you had it, been there, my brother, had not died. Verse 22. But I know even now, whatsoever will you ask of Yahweh, Yahweh will give it to you. If you ask of Yahweh the Father, Yahweh will give it to you.